Yesterday, the U.S. Geological Survey upgraded the strength of Saturday's earthquake to a magnitude of 5.8. That change makes it the most powerful tremor ever recorded in Oklahoma, and as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, it's the latest in a seismic surge researchers say has largely been fueled by the oil industry practice of pumping waste fluid into underground disposal wells.
Like many Oklahomans, Sherry Laird was in bed when the earthquake hit.
My husband and I had to hold on to the bedpost. It was so bad.
So instead of cooking a bunch of food and watching the Oklahoma State game with her family, Laird spent her Saturday sweeping up shards of glass and surveying damage, including broken bottles and a cracked chimney. She walks over to an antique clock.
Clock hasn't worked for years. It's working. Is that weird?
Her granddaughters have moved on, but Laird is frazzled.
We just looked up there and it's going.
Grandma.
I guess it did.
Adding to the agitation, aftershocks, which rumbled throughout our interview.
Oh, there went another one. Oh my gosh.
State emergency officials haven't completed their assessment, but one injury was reported after Saturday's earthquake. At least 15 homes and 9 buildings sustained damage near the city of Pawnee. Buildings on the OSU campus in Stillwater were damaged too. The earthquake also sent researchers scrambling to collect equipment and book flights to Oklahoma.
Epicenter is 4973.
Nate Stevens, a PhD student at Cornell University, has wrapped a seismometer inside 2 trash bags, sealed it with tape, and buried it in a field near the epicenter of Saturday's quake. His teammate, Hannah Rabinowitz, a grad student from Columbia, is testing the sensor by jumping up and down. Rabinowitz says capturing data on aftershocks is key to unlocking crucial details about the larger primary quake, like what might have caused it.
So it really helps us understand the fault systems in the area much better and have a better sense of the seismic hazard.
Immediately after Saturday's quake, Governor Mary Fallon declared a state of emergency in Pawnee County. State regulators contacted 12 energy companies and told them to start shutting down 37 disposal wells. In nearby Osage County, which is under federal jurisdiction, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is telling companies to shut down 17 wells. The Oklahoma Geological Survey, the state agency in charge of earthquake research, held a workshop in Norman this week with other government officials, university researchers, and representatives from the oil and gas industry. It was scheduled months ago and normally would be an under-the-radar affair. But the earthquake's timing gave the meeting a sense of urgency. The event was closed to the public and off-limits to the media.
I'm going to go back in there.
No.
The agency's director, Jeremy Boak, escorted me out. He said oil companies wouldn't talk if the press or public were in the room.
If you want to kick me out, that's
fine. I will ask you not to go in there. It's not a public meeting.
A chorus of scientists, including Dan McNamara, a research geophysicist with the U.S. Geological Survey, have linked Oklahoma's earthquake boom to disposal wells the energy industry fills with waste fluid from oil and gas production. Regulators have been asking companies to shut down wells or limit volumes for more than a year now. McNamara says those efforts have reduced earthquakes, but
even if all wells were to shut off today, there would still be energy in the system and earthquakes occurring for some time.
Back in Pawnee, resident Gayla Schoen lives near the epicenter of Saturday's quake. She wasn't home when it struck, but she found damage when she returned.
Bricks off the fireplace in the attic, off the chimney, onto our ceiling.
Schoen and her husband are retired. They make money from some oil and gas leases, and their son worked briefly in the oil and gas industry. She's heard scientists connect wastewater wells to the shaking, but she doesn't buy it.
There has not been any drilling going on for the last 2 years. There's not been any pumping going into the ground.
Researchers say Oklahomans have been lucky. The strongest earthquakes have been in rural, sparsely populated areas. If another powerful one touches off near bigger cities, the USGS says cracked chimneys would be the least of the problems. Serious injuries and even deaths could occur. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact Oklahoma, sponsored by Cancer Treatment Centers of America in Tulsa, treating cancer at every stage, and a network provider of Health Choice. More at cancercenter.com.